Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Longtime Boston College president Father Donald Monin is being remembered by colleagues as the humble man who saved Boston College. Monin died over the weekend at the age of 92. While Monin helped transform BC from a local college to a world-class institution, he's also being remembered for his commitment to civic duty. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Boston College credits Father Donald Monin for saving the school from financial crisis and guiding it to unparalleled success, both academically and financially. But many remember Monin's leadership outside BC, like the role he played in reversing U.S. policy on El Salvador in the 1980s.
Father Monin had this kind of very low-key demeanor, but he was very strong-willed. And when it came to justice and to human rights and to peace, he just wouldn't give up.
Representative Jim McGovern was a congressional aide when six priests affiliated with a university in El Salvador were brutally murdered.
And a lot of the presidents from the Jesuit colleges and universities across the country, you know, were demanding the truth and urging elected officials to find out the truth. And Father Monin was leading that effort.
At the time, McGovern says funding to the Salvadoran military was supported by both parties in Congress. But it was the efforts of American Jesuits, with the leadership of Father Monin, that helped turn the tide. Monin was president of Boston College for 24 years, the school's longest-serving president. In 1996, he became BC's first chancellor. By that time, it was ranked among the 40 top American universities, and applications to the school had doubled.
Don Monin was a national leader in Catholic higher education.
Harvard professor and priest J. Brian Hare knew Monin for more than a quarter century. He says Monin embodied the Jesuit commitment to faith and to reason.
In a Catholic perspective, reason needs the framework of faith to come to its full achievement. Don Monin embodied that in his own life, his own scholarship, and his own leadership of Boston College.
And Monin was influential among the city's top business and political leaders. He's credited with helping keep the New England Patriots from moving to Connecticut and with brokering the deal that led to the construction of what is now the TD Garden. BC trustee Jack Connors recalls the impasse between the owners of the old Boston Garden and State Senate President William Bulger.
It wasn't going to happen. And then the two parties agreed to meet in Father Monin's office in Chestnut Hill. And when they left that meeting, all the approvals were in place to build a new stadium.
Connors says Monin wasn't so much a power broker as he was a broker for good.
And in every case, Father Monin never got a piece of the action or never required a contribution or anything. He was as much a public servant as he was a Jesuit priest.
The growth of Boston College under Monin's leadership is also attributed to his welcoming stance toward non-Catholics. Father Joseph Appleyard came to BC in 1967. He looks back fondly at Monin's mission, which Appleyard refers to as a project.
A lot of people who weren't Catholic felt welcome into that project. Faculty members, scholars, trustees, who felt as though they had a role in that project, without having to be baptized.
Appleyard spent time with Monin during his final days. They both lived at a home for retired Jesuits, the Campion Center in Weston.
He was much loved here in the community because he was his modest, funny, thoughtful self.
And Appleyard says his friend Father Monin had many visitors up until the end. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.